Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. I often ask for suggestions for segment topics for the show, but for this evening, listener Dan's recent suggestion has been applied to the entire show. Tonight, it's all hotel orchestras all the time. In the 20s, virtually all large luxury hotels had resident orchestras, many of which had engagements lasting just a few days or weeks, and some of which lasted for years or even decades. We're going to hear a bunch of them, from San Francisco to Texas to New York and even to Canada, but we're going to start at the Astor with Fred Rich.
Thank you. you mind? You're like a warm summer's breeze on a tropical sea. Still, there's a chill in your squeezing. Stop teasing, you pretty little thing. Put on that pretty little ring and send a ting-a-ling-a-ling right down my spine. Here comes the bride, has a pretty little swing. Oh, why can't a pretty little thing like you be mine?
Thank you. jumping the seat. Rodeo, rodeo, hop, skip, you're up on your toes. Wearing fine clothes, everyone knows. Hop, skip, you're jumping in that company. Rodeo, rodeo, rodeo. What I'd give to be back on that street where you dance with me in your bare feet.
Be careful.
Hop, skip, a sweet little sound. My own little gal's forgetting her pals. Hop, skip, you better start jumping with me.
Frank Ellis and his Hotel St. Francis Orchestra and Hop Skip from March 1, 1927. Frank Ellis was pianist in Art Hickman's band and took over the band when Art retired in 1922. Of course, the St. Francis Hotel is still with us, and I've had the pleasure of staying there a number of times. Before Hop Skip, we heard another San Francisco-based band, Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra with Give Your Baby Lots of Lovin'. Warren Luce was the vocalist on that January 28, 1929 Columbia recording, which was made in San Francisco. I had the pleasure of sipping martinis at the top of the mark just last year. Give Your Baby Lots of Lovin' was preceded by Herman Kennan's Hotel Multnomah Orchestra and Pretty Little Thing, composed in 1926 by Harry Tobias. The lyrics were by Billy Rose and Al Dubin and were sung in that May 29, 1927 recording by Van Fleming. That was a field recording made by Victor in Portland, Oregon, in the tea garden of the city's finest hotel, the Multnomah. We began the show with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra and Baltimore from January 26, 1928. The vocalist there was Arthur Humby. The 500-room Hotel Astor was designed by the architectural firm of Clinton & Russell and was built in 1904 by William Waldorf Astor at a cost of $7 million. In 1939, you could get a room for $7 a night. I suspect it would be considerably more than that these days, but the Astor was torn down in 1966. Continuing the special hotel orchestra edition of the show, Ben Pollock is most closely identified with the Park Central Hotel, but other bands played the Park Central as well, including Cass Hagans, who was there for its opening, and he's here to open this segment.
Thank you.
Each time I want to pass and think that I'm all set, you play so hard to get. Don't be like that. I want a little kiss, just one you never miss, but you don't want a kiss. Don't be like that, I don't know why, but you love to tease me. If you just try, you'll find it easy to please me. We're in a quiet place, I say all lessons free. You laugh right in my face, don't be like that.
Thank you.
Golden and his Hotel McAlpin Orchestra and Me Too, recorded by Brunswick on July 23, 1926. Me Too was written by Harry M. Woods, Charlie Tobias, and Al Sherman, and was sung there by Billy Jones. The Hotel Astor may have had 500 rooms, but the Hotel McAlpin, located at 1282 Broadway between 33rd and 34th Streets, opened in 1912 with 1,500 rooms. It was designed by architect Frank Mills Andrews, who also designed the Kentucky and Montana State Capitol buildings, as well as the George Washington Hotel and the National Cash Register Company factory in Dayton, Ohio. Before Ernie Golden, it was Alvin Rohr's Hotel Alma Orchestra and Don't Be Like That, recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana, on November 19, 1928. Tony Salamek was the vocalist, but other than that, nothing is known about Alvin Rohr or the Hotel Alma. The band may have been based in Cincinnati, Ohio, and played at the resort area at Lake Alma, about 100 miles from Cincinnati. We began this segment with Cass Hagen and his Park Central Hotel Orchestra and Variety Stomp from May 24, 1927. Variety Stomp is named after the entertainment industry magazine Variety. Joe Trent wrote the music, and the magazine's editor, Abel Green, wrote the lyrics. Cass Hagen studied music at De La Salle Institute and Manhattan College and was an accomplished arranger and composer. His first major booking was in November of 1926 with a full 11-piece orchestra at the Hotel Manger on 50th Street and 7th Avenue in New York. The 31-story Park Central Hotel had its grand opening on June 12, 1927. Here to start off this next segment of this special hotel orchestra edition of the show is Henry Lang.
Thank you. your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh, don't eat meats, ooh, cut out sweets, ooh, you'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
And his Hotel Half Moon Orchestra in Louisiana from May 2nd, 1928. Van was a nickname used by composer, violinist, and bandleader Peter van Steeden, who was born in Amsterdam on April 3, 1904, but moved to the U.S. in 1907. He recorded regularly until 1932 and was in radio and led bands into the 1950s. Before Louisiana, we heard Ben Burney and his Roosevelt Hotel Orchestra and Button Up Your Overcoat, written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. Dick Robertson was the vocalist on that January 18, 1929 Brunswick recording. Although there is the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, which opened on May 15, 1927 and hosted the very first Academy Awards, Ben Burney and all the lads played exclusively at the Roosevelt Hotel on Madison Avenue in New York City. It opened on September 22, 1924, and is still one of Manhattan's finest hotels. We began this segment with Henry Lang and his Baker Hotel Orchestra and Somebody Loves Me, recorded on July 19, 1929. Pianist, composer, and bandleader Henry Lang was born in Toledo, Ohio in 1895. In 1925, he formed his own orchestra and was appointed the music director of Baker Hotels in Texas, and in the 1930s he worked in radio. His compositions include I Adore You, Yes Sir, That's Lazy Bones, Regret, and Hot Lips. We're going to expand our definition of hotel orchestra to include inns, which, in addition to providing lodging, usually provide food and drink for travelers and are usually located in the country or along a highway. So here to start off this segment of this special hotel orchestra edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Jack Glasner and his Colonial Inn Orchestra. Thank you.
discover, they'd never discover that I had a lover like you. We'd get a hideaway and hide away from everybody who might interfere with our career as busybodies do. If I had a lover, if I had a lover, if I had a lover like you.
Frank Farrell and his Greenwich Village Inn Orchestra, and If I Had a Lover. That's from the musical review Padlocks of 1927 and was composed by Harry Tobias. The Billy Rose and Ballard McDonald lyrics were sung in that August 1927 recording on the Romeo label by Leo McConville. The Greenwich Village Inn was located at 5 Sheridan Square and consisted of a restaurant on the ground floor and apartments above. In the 1950s, it was converted to the Circle in the Square Theater, which exists to this day. Before Frank Farrell, we heard the Vanderbilt Hotel Orchestra, directed by M. Falls, and Rosie, Make It Rosie for Me. That was recorded by the Berliner Gramophone Company in Montreal, Canada, in 1921. Before Rosie, it was Herb Gordon and his Hotel Tanike Whispering Orchestra and Jericho, composed by Robert Myers with lyrics by Leo Robin. The Hotel Ten Eyck was in Albany, New York, which is where the Ten Eyck family settled in about 1690. Ten Eyck, two words, spelled T-E-N-E-Y-C-K, means from the oak. We began this segment of the show with Jack Glasner and his Colonial Inn Orchestra, January 30th, 1926, and I Love My Baby Loves Me. Here to start off this final segment of tonight's Hotel Orchestra edition of the show is Fred Culley.
But they never do put you wise. Oh, I'm so in love with you and all. I fear you're never gonna know unless the birdies tell you so. I know I'm wasting a lot of love time. Time and again I'm blue, telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you.
Thank you.
We begin this final segment of this special all-hotel orchestra edition of the show with Fred Culley and his Royal York Hotel Orchestra and Telling It to the Daisies, written by Harry Warren and Joe Young. The vocalist was Paul Hagen. Fred Culley was one of four brothers, all musicians. In the early 20s, Fred was musical director of Shea's Hippodrome Theatre in Toronto, and in 1925 he joined Fred Waring's band as assistant conductor, and by the late 20s was concertmaster of the Pennsylvanians. In 1929, his own band played at the grand opening of Toronto's Royal York Hotel, built by the Canadian Pacific Railway. At 28 stories, it was the tallest building in the British Commonwealth and had 1,048 rooms. It served over 40 million guests and is still one of Canada's finest hotels. Then it was another Canadian band, Harold Leonard, and his Windsor Hotel Orchestra in 1930, and Everything Happens for the Best, written by Walter Fett and Harold Leonard. The 10-story Windsor Hotel in Montreal was opened in 1878 at a cost of $500,000, and for decades was billed as the best hotel in all the Dominion, with not one but two ballrooms. It survived two major fires but was closed in 1981 and is now an office building, although several marble staircases are still intact and the ballrooms are still used. We finished up with Pete Bonsamma and his Hotel Tuller Orchestra and Salt Your Sugar, composed by Seymour Simons. That Jeanette 78 was recorded in Richmond, Indiana, on September 17, 1923. In May of that year, Bonsamma had opened with a seven-piece band at Detroit's Hotel Tuller. The Hotel Tuller was built in 1906, and it was originally nine stories, but four more floors were added in 1914. Duke Ellington played at the Tuller, but the Depression took its toll and the hotel closed in 1976 and was demolished in 1992. The site is now an unpaved parking lot. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.